Mission Vision. Couple the why and the how in your life to execute the good works that God has already prepared you to do. Your mission is possible because of what Jesus has already done for you. Jumpstart. Purpose is a word that is often thrown around in Christian circles and can mean many things. But our greatest purpose is to glorify God. Our purpose is also felt in our everyday lives. How do we know we have purpose? Simple. God tells us. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. If you're wondering what those good works might be, let me ask you a question. For what circumstances have you ever been in a place where God was leading you to see someone hurting or in need and you felt driven to help? The answer to this question could be a pointer to your starting place. There is a fundamental principle, a conviction, that you must cling to in order to fulfill the good works God has called you to do. You must first understand that you are created perfectly in love, by love, and for love. And part of that creation package includes an amazing plan and purpose. When you acknowledge this truth, God will supply the power and vision you need to live a mission-possible life. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. God molded you into a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. You are one of one. When you arrive at that critical juncture of acceptance and surrender, you will be able to wholeheartedly ask God to use you for His purpose, no matter what your strengths or weaknesses are. Even though we're called to a mission, that mission is not about us. There are certain things that can happen only through His power and His power alone. You can be the most eloquent speaker or have the most entertaining presence or most impressive scholarly credentials, but there are opportunities and hearts that only God can ordain and open. When we live mission possible, fully trusting in God's power and doing our part, we can fulfill our purpose every day, even in the middle of difficult circumstances or suffering, or when a phone call brings devastating news. When life is chaotic or we're stuck in a season of waiting, our mission doesn't stop. We may be reminded of the lack of control we have over circumstances, but even in hardship, we're awakened to the truth that we can bring light into darkness. We can look for ways to be compassionate and take action. We put the interests of others ahead of our own. When we feel overcome by challenging circumstances, we should refuse to be overcome by evil. Rather, we must overcome evil with good. See Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Talk about it. When you hear the word purpose, what comes to mind? Video teaching. Watch video session 1. While viewing the video, record key ideas or any thoughts you want to remember. Mission-driven discussion. 1. In the video teaching, I talked about how we all have a mission in life. A definition for mission is a task or job someone is given to do. How have you experienced a sense of mission in the past? 2. In the video teaching, I also shared that a mission-possible life starts by knowing the person of God. As we explored Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, we saw the disciples ask the great question, "Who then is this?" We all must give an answer to who we say Jesus is. In your current stage of life, how would you answer the great question? Who is Jesus to you? 3. As I just mentioned, purpose is a word that is often thrown around in Christian circles but is rarely defined. Simply put, purpose is the reason why something is created, used, or exists. Think about the things you interact with every day. What things, objects, or people have purpose in your life, and why?